In a dramatic turn of events, Dr. Rene Desmaris sent a letter to the Waccamaco County Council declining their offer to become the next county executive. In his letter, he wrote that after a weekend of self-reflection and consultation with a number of close personal and professional associates, I have made the difficult decision to decline the offer. He vowed to continue to advocate for the highest ethical standards of health care delivery and the well-being of the community through his cardiology practice. The announcement yesterday came just as the business community and others urged the council to reconsider its decision. Councilmember Josh Hastings, who voted for Republican Delegate Carl Anderton, said he was not necessarily surprised.
Even at the hearing, it was just a really not going to be a good situation that the doctor is suddenly going to be able to give up practice and then continue to, you know, we'll continue on to work. But our, you know, our charter is pretty clear that it has to be a full-time job, and I'm not surprised that he dropped out.
The announcement follows a gathering on the steps of the government office building in downtown Salisbury, where Mike Dunn, the president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee, held a gathering urging the council to revisit its decision. Late this afternoon, Dunn had his own reaction to the letter.
Well, in some ways, you know, this isn't a surprise. And, you know, taking him at his word and in his announcement, you know, the man is a practicing cardiologist, and he does a great job with that. And realize that he probably couldn't do both.
The 4-3 vote last week stunned community leaders, many expressing anger at the council. The favorite at the time was expected to be that of Delegate Carl Anderton, who had garnered support from local leaders, especially in the business community. Hastings said that it was clear from the initial hearing that Anderton had done his homework.
He thought through the interview with all of the things that we wanted to do together, and how, you know, and then he actually was the only one beforehand that actually spent many, many hours with each council member discussing what they wanted, where they were going, how best to make this a great relationship. So, and he did that, of course, with many other community leaders.
Hastings said clearly the process had been too truncated in exploring all the candidates' qualifications and their understanding of the job.
And the county council, we should have certainly had a much more public process and a longer questioning period. I think, you know, had we had more opportunity to really dive deep into conversations, I think, especially with Dr. Damaris, that we would have, I know I certainly would have started asking much more probing questions regarding, you know, if he is really helping him understand exactly what he was putting his name, you know, for. And this is not an easy job. And it certainly doesn't pay like the medical field does.
Monday morning's gathering also included the Salisbury Area Chamber of Commerce, the support of the Waccamaco Fraternal Order of Police, as well as the local chapter of the NAACP. Local businessman Blair Carey also started an online petition on Facebook calling for the council to revisit its decision. Carey believes that the council should in some fashion reflect the community's desires.
We want our council members to hear us and to listen to what we want as their people, you know, who they serve is, you know, we want to be heard. So, you know, I think that the citizens of this county, and I don't speak for everyone, but, you know, there's a resounding and loud noise saying that there was a wrong decision made.
So now it's up to the council to decide the next move. Besides Anderton, former county employee Michelle Ennis was also in the mix. But Hastings did wonder if the 45-day period to act would start again after the offer to Desmaris. All of this comes with the death of the late Bob Culver, who died of liver cancer at the age of 67. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.